From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Raid in southeast Turkey leaves 9 militants dead. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey left 2 Turkish police officers and 9 militants dead on Monday as authorities pressed their effort to combat the extremists based across the border in Syria. Monday's firefight happened in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir, where police raided multiple houses. Security officials said 4 police officers were injured and 3 militants were captured. Turkish authorities have blamed the Islamic State group for a double suicide bombing in Turkey's capital of Ankara earlier this month that killed more than 100 people. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus on Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly 5-year civil war. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorists. And of course, he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new presidential election if that's what the Syrian people want. Mr. Assad was just reelected last year to a 3rd 7-year term. In Libya, the bodies of at least 14 people were recovered on shore near Alkholms, east of Tripoli. More than 20 bodies were discovered on Saturday. Reports indicate most, if not all, were African, apparently trying to make the dangerous sea journey to Europe. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Low voter turnout is reported in the Republic of Congo on Sunday as people were asked to cast ballots on a constitutional change that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a 2-year limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates.
Aujourd'hui,
Mr. Sassou Nguesso called it an important day for the people to show the world that they are free and sovereign. Results from the referendum are expected later this week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and in 2009 and has ruled Congo in different capacities for most of the last 36 years. Tanzanians went to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The longtime ruling CCM party was challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its presidential candidate. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast also went to the polls Sunday in a first round of the presidential election. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara faced 6 contestants and was favored to win. Reporter Emily Yob is in the capital.
He's quite popular in the country, and he faced very divided oppositions. So in terms of suspense, he doesn't only want to win, he wants to win on the first round. That's why he aimed for.
3 candidates had already pulled out of the race, claiming election conditions were not free and fair and called for a boycott. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is in South Africa for talks on the peace agreement aimed at ending his country's 22-month civil war. Mr. Kiir met Sunday with South African President Jacob Zuma and briefed him about efforts to implement the agreement. His spokesman, Atene Wek Atene, says the South Sudanese leader urged Mr. Zuma to convince rebels to sign a security arrangement deal that is part of the process of the peace agreement.
And so the president wanted South Africa to pressurize the rebels in order to sign and initial the security protocols.
Mr. Atene says South Africa could play a key role in efforts to unite factions of the opposition in a bid to restore peace and security in the East African country. At least 5 people are dead after a whale-watching boat sank Sunday afternoon off Canada's west coast. It is not clear yet what caused the boat to go down near Tofino, British Columbia, with 27 people on board. The Joint Rescue Coordination Center said 21 people were rescued and 1 was still missing. Most of those rescued were taken to hospitals. A spokeswoman for Island Health said 1 person was in serious condition but stable. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.